Big Fluff.
What are you vibing to?
Hey, friends. Welcome to this edition of Potato
Salad.
Lay. I'm your host, Sean.
And Carter.
On this week's episode, we're going to explain why we missed last week's episode, because that's what we do. But more importantly, this week's episode is super fun and super awesome. Once again, we will be joining you live here on Riverside. But also, we have treats up our sleeves the week here after Halloween, because we ate too much chocolate and our tummies are... Carter's giving himself an adjustment. He's going to the chiropractor right here on air. First time ever. Neck adjustment.
Shut up, my gosh. That's funny.
Snapping his neck. But this week's episode is called Look What I Got For You. Here on this week's episode of Potato
Salad
Mar
Ma
Laid
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 Laid.
Kick it! I didn't hit the right button to play the music live, but we are back. Cha-chow! Cha-chow. Carter's supposed to say it.
Cha-chow!
Cha-chow. We are live
here.
Why
is the music still playing?
Because I always play it in the background, because we're getting ready to go to... Ba-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam. Segment one. Which is where we got the name for this week's episode, which is Look What I Got For You. Look What I Got For You. So this week, Carter and I decided we'd do something a little silly. After getting his green light card, which does not mean that he gets to go faster or drive in the left lane.
Not European.
You know what? You're American when you go into the bathroom. You're American when you come out of the bathroom. What are you when you're in the bathroom, Carter?
European.
What we did was we decided Carter got his card. He had $40 burning a hole in his wallet. And he said to himself, Dad, what can we do? And I said, Carter, we're going to do a challenge. Let's get something for one another. And let's see if we can meet the challenge at hand. Let's meet and see if we can look what we get for each other. So I think that who I think is your father... I want to go first, because I think... No, wait. Yes, I want to go first. I'd like to go first, because I think mine's a little... It's going to be a little unexpected. So we gave each other $10. The goal was to spend $10. I went to Target.
I think I went over budget.
I did, too.
Well, so mine was $9. Mine was $9, and had nothing to do with your interests.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm not kidding. I was just like, yeah, you'd like this.
I thought you would think this was pretty cool, too. And I said to myself, I'm going to go over budget as well. So what I did was I went over budget, and I did something that I thought would add value to your life and something that I thought was totally stupid. That you're going to ask me what I was thinking, and I'm going to have to tell you that I don't know what I was thinking. But I thought it was cool, so I got it. It's not
what right here. I got the belt.
That is a strap from the box that held home our new barbecue grill. Which, yeah,
it's going to hold your butt crack together tonight.
Yes. You're the worst. All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to get up from this camera, and I'm going to walk into the room you're in, and I'm going to hand you the bag. But I only want you... I'm going to hand you the first bunch of stuff, and then I'm going to bring you the last thing separately. But I don't want you to look. So I want you to look straight to the right towards your window. Carter, so look towards your window. All right? And I want you to only look there, and I don't want you to look at what I put in the bag until I come back to my desk. All right? So that's... I want you to keep talking the whole time. So I have your presents right here in my lap. As interesting as this is, I'm
presents?
Yes, they're gifts. It's multiple. And you can't open all of them. And you can't look
you
at this.
You were only supposed to buy one.
No, I said buy you a gift. All of it's a gift. Look at this long receipt. Very long receipt. All right, so...
Oh, yeah, also, spoilers, I got mine from IKEA.
Yes, and I got mine from Target, where I spent $200. All right, I'm coming.
And mine is not
furniture.
Now.
Don't. I can't hear you. I'm coming with the first bit of it. And it's not something you expect. You got to face the window. I can't hear you now. Face the window. No, you're closing your eyes. It's not bad. Here I come. Now, I'm in your room.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, don't. I'm going to put it here on the armrest. You can't look until I'm back at my TV or my camera. All right, don't look yet. I'll tell you when I'm on my microphone. Don't look yet. Can't look yet. All right, you can look.
Okay.
So this is from me to you. You gotta tell them what you found first. You gotta tell them the first thing you opened. No, you gotta tell them the first thing.
The card sleeves.
Card sleeves. How many?
500.
500. And what are they for?
Chucking up your butt.
Chubbing up my butt. 500 cards. No, look at what they're for. Yes,
trading
he doesn't know.
Cards.
For what?
Cards.
Trading cards. Because we talked about collecting cards.
Panini! Panini! Panini!
Now, what are those?
Football panini.
But they're not the panini you have now for the World Cup.
Yeah.
They're actual trading cards. So I got you, how many cards are in that pack and what are they?
40.
40 of the?
Football cards. And football cards.
And what are the other ones?
Hockey cards.
So now you'll have your own collection started that sometimes you can gather them. Now, I'm going to give you the last thing now. Last thing, listen, I went over budget because it's me. And the next thing, there goes my camera. It'll be right back.
Hey.
I'm back. All right, so here comes the last thing. The last thing is a toy because every boy deserves a toy. Now I'm going to bring a toy in and I want you to have a laugh, a little bit of joy in your heart because this is silly and, It's good. So close your eyes. I want you to face the window.
What will you get me next?
I don't know. I can't. I can top this. I thought about other things, but this. I was originally going to buy you a bunch of baby bottles. I'm not lying. I thought about it. I was going to fill them with candy. I'm serious. No, you're on camera. You're on camera. Don't you dare. All right, I'm coming right now. Turn towards the window. I'm gonna put it
in the bag.
No, don't look. It's in the
bag. Hey, guys.
Hey, man. All right, it's in the bag. Don't look until I'm back in the other room.
I'm only looking at the screen.
No, nope, don't look yet.
Ah. Hey, buddy.
Not yet. Okay. Go ahead. Look what I got you. You've probably never even seen these.
Tactic!
Oh, you have.
Tactic!
I asked a random kid if he thought that one was rad.
Seriously?
Yeah, this kid and his mom. I said, hey, ma'am, can I ask your son his opinion on something? And she said, yeah. Show it off to the camera. So you show it to the camera first.
Thank you, Lisa.
I said, can I ask your son something? And she said, yeah. I said, is this thing cool?
Tactic!
You're shaking the camera. Show the bottom. Now, whose is it? Do you know? Does it say on the back of the package? Bum, 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 bum. Now, I want to tell you why I did this.
It's dark room.
All right, let me tell you why I did this. Why don't you look right at me? All right, sweetheart, look at me. So we had a talk after your practice the other day, and you said you're not much of a sporty kid, okay? Mm-hmm. And I told you, you don't have to be a sporty kid to win my approval, all right? That I love you regardless of whether you play sports or like sports, all right? You can watch sports and have fun. You can watch skateboarding and have fun. You can skateboard and have fun. None of that matters. Ultimately, I like you for you. And I want you to see all sorts of different things that are out there and enjoy them. But really, what I want you to do is just enjoy being a kid and finding joy in things that you normally wouldn't do. So I'll put things in front of you that are, like, different. Because I want you to experience everything you can that's out there and to try new things so that you can find what you like. Because COVID kind of took that whole period of time where you start discovering stuff early on. And I want you to do these things now. You know, like if you just want to play with a tech deck or just collect a tech deck or try skateboarding or, you know, ride a bike or tie your shoes or play soccer or whatever you want to. Hey, Carter, that looks a lot worse than you think. You should probably cover your mouth. You're on camera and that looks really horrible. But, you know, fix your hair, buddy. You look like a weirdo. There you go. But
we're about to say I look like a weirdo.
Yeah. But the,
Okay, if I shove a present on camera first before I give it to you?
Yeah, I'll turn. Give me one sec. I'm just trying to say, like, I picked these because I want you to know, like, it's okay to be who you are. Now I'm gonna turn. I'll turn if you want to show it. Just tell me when to turn back.
I'm just gonna go get for a sip.
Oh, okay. Tell me when I can turn back. I'm gonna take a sip.
Okay. This is what he's getting. This has nothing to do with
what he likes. Hey! Oh, it has nothing to do with it? Yeah.
It has nothing to do with what he likes. And it's really odd. I know where I bought it from. So, let's see how it goes.
Can I turn back yet?
Turn now. Look at your present.
Oh, all right. You didn't warn me. All right.
Look at your present.
All right, here's my present.
I'm going to sit in this room and watch and do this.
I've always wanted one of these. It can go on my shelf. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, get out of my office. We got a show to do. Oh, come here. They can't hear you.
I literally was, like, at IKEA, and I was walking out, and I, like, just saw that, and I'm like, eh, maybe you'll like that. You like it?
I love it. Put it right there next to my hockey puck.
What's this?
Put it next to the hockey puck. Just put it next to the hockey puck. Come on, do it quick and get back to the camera. Go. Get back on camera. Yeah, it's on camera now. There we go. Bum, 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 bum. You didn't close my door.
Yeah. Sorry.
That his name is Sebastian.
Sebastian.
No, I'm gonna name him Alabaster. His name is Alabaster. Yeah.
Alabaster is the... Oh, wait, that's copyrighted.
What is? Alabaster's fine.
No, I said Alabaster... I was about to say Alabaster Zero from What If World. Oh, but I was like...
It's not copyrighted. We can use it. Let's call him Alabaster Zero.
Yeah, okay. I bet Mr. Eric wouldn't care.
All right, so here we go. So, that's a pretty good first segment.
Radical.
I love it. Totally radical. I love it. I'm in. So, that'll do it here for the first segment of our show. We'll be back in just 1 minute here on Potato
Salad
Mar
Ma
Laid
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 Laid Laid Laid Laid Laid Laid Laid.
How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.
So we're back here for segment two of Potato
Salad
More Lead.
Wait, Dad.
What?
We have a problem. My computer only has five more. Only has 5 minutes left of battery.
Uh-oh, that's a huge problem here on Potato Salad Marmalade.
I mean 4 minutes of battery life.
Oh, well, we're going to have to do it off one computer real soon. We're going to have to finish it in here. All right, so we're going to have to do segment two in here. Carter, real quick, wrap that up coming here.
Okay. Bye.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Hurry up. No, Carter, you got to turn it off. You got to shut it off in there. No, you got to end it in the browser.
Oh.
Bye. Close it out in the browser. Well, he closes that out. Let me pull over a chair. Oh, hilarity ensues. We got one microphone for two gentlemen. Have a seat, kid. Try not to yell. Completely unexpected element of the show. Have a seat. Pull in. Oh man, that's gonna be hard to do. Here, sit in my lap. You have to sit in my lap. So, complete. My camera's there. So, Carter, you gotta use the camera the whole time. So, for this segment of the show, we're actually going to we were gonna talk a little bit about Halloween and what we thought of this year's Halloween. So, Carter, this year for Halloween, you were
Spider-Man.
But you weren't just any Spider-Man. You were Miles Morales. And what was that all about? What did you think of Spider-Man Miles Morales?
Good.
It was good, right? It was really good. And you know, there's nothing better than being a good Spider-Man Miles Morales, except being Gwen Stacy. Gwen Stacy's a beautiful Spider-Woman.
Everybody, during
In case anyone's wondering, I was trying to hoist him back onto my lap. Because Carter Man is now on my lap in my office because his laptop died. Oh, video podcasting. Can you hear it through my headphones? Yeah, okay. Well, you can hear my voice and you can hear your voice, and that's all that matters. So, well, it's time for a public service announcement. From Carter, newsflash. Coming out from you, remember to watch this camera, because that's where we're at. Cameras for the people. Every day, small doves turn into chocolate bars in the store.
Then, people put them on the chocolate aisle.
You've got to be careful, because doves clearly are edible. But when put in your mouth, they melt. They'll become doves in your tummy. Don't let a dove become a dove in your tummy.
Or you will have a dove mick, a dove stomach. And you don't want that. Because then you'll have feathers in your stomach. And that makes you forever laughing. So do not eat dove chocolate bars.
This has been a public service announcement from Carter. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. It's important that we hear these things from the children. You gotta know. You gotta hear them, you know? Because if we didn't hear these things, you know what happened, Carter? We'd all end up with diarrhea. Lots of diarrhea. And no one wants all that diarrhea. Except the Diarrhea King. You know where he lives? Doo-Doo Mountain. You know where that is? Pittsburgh. Don't say anything dirty. All right, everyone. Well, Carter's on my lap, so we got to call this segment over. But we will be right back on the other side of this segment here on Potato
Salad.
Malade.
In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what did we learn this week, Carter? Most things make me happy, though. I'm a simple human being. I got new glasses today, but they're the exact same glasses with different lenses. So, you know, random things make me smile. You know what else makes me smile? Giving you tech decks. This makes me smile. America, this makes me smile. You know what else makes me smile? You sitting on my lap. Even though it's uncomfortable as all heck right now, it makes me happy. What about you, Carter? What did you learn today?
You shouldn't eat chocolate when it might be dove.
You know what I learned? Last but not least, Carter. You should not eat doves.
That's literally what I just said.
But you know what I know? We don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 burrito.
Fudge it away.